I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Ampa for lunch. All right. It is 7 o'clock. A lot of women are texting in and saying that they would do the exact same thing for Tom Brady if they had the chance.
If he needs...
Like crystals or an altar or anything like that.
They would take care of it.
And I'm wondering what time Derek the Steelers fan calls up to say that Tom Brady is whipped. That's what he's going to do is say,
we're using crystals.
Roethlisberger needs crystals.
And I'm sure there's going to be some sort of NFL investigation into whether it's appropriate to have an altar built before a game and for Tom Brady to be using unauthorized crystals. Those crystals are on the banned substance list.
Oh, no.
I want Tom's four-game suspension for next season for Tom Brady. All right, it is 7:01, and this is WAAF-FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX, HD2, Boston.
And now, LB.
You are the ass man.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Believe it. This AAF Sports Minute is brought to you by Xfinity X1. Want entertainment designed just for you? Then check out the customizable streaming TV from Xfinity. It makes your life simple, easy, and awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply.
Now to 7 seconds. Here's Ingram. He got the step. Shot blocked by Wolford. Here's Rondo. He scores. Oh! Buzzer. Oh!
How come we don't got guys like that? That was former Celtic Rajon Rondo hitting the buzzer beater, and I hate that guy. They win 129-128 over our Celtics. Lakers win. Kyrie will play for Laker LeBron James in Charlotte in the All-Star Tilt. LeBron picked Kyrie as his guy to start. Tip-off a week from Sunday. Danny St. Guard, Jabari Bird on the road. I think he's trading him to Charlotte for draft picks. My Bees have a 3-game homestand. Bruins Kings tomorrow for the matinee. The Avs and the Hawks are next. We are a wild card slot right now as it goes at 66 points. No worries. Tuke is on fire. He's 7-0-1 right now in his last 8. Pebble Beach Pro-Am, day 1. If you're a golfer fan, Brian Gay and Scott Langley, 7-under. 6 others are tied at 6-under. Number 4, Gonzaga. Then it's Houston, Iowa, and Cincy all in the Hoops top 25. Great news from the Super Bowl champ, safety Pat Chung. Surgery went well. His broken arm was fixed. He left in a cast and a sling, and that's a 3 to 4 month healing period, and he'll be all good and ready to roll. Rest in peace to Major League Baseball legend, Hall of Famer Frank Robinson. NL and AL MVP, the only person to do it. And, you know, obviously he broke a bunch of barriers as a African-American breaking into Major League Baseball. He passed away at 83. Rest in peace. I'm LB. It's an AAF Sports Minute.
Shu, you know, not Mr. Baseball over here. That's you.
Yeah.
But was his nickname the Big Hurt?
Was that Robinson?
Oh, no, that's Frank.
That's Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas. Right. Yes, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was the only guy like LB said, to win the MVP. I think he's still the only guy MVP
yes.
in both leagues.
In both leagues, the only guy
so far. Yeah,
the only guy to do that.
Pretty amazing.
All right. Thank you, LB.
No problem, buddy.
It is 7:04, and coming up this next hour at 7:50, it is LB's greatest moments of the week, including a bonus moment that Mike Shue says is extraordinary.
I did it today already?
What's that?
I did it today already.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was today. But
Marco, add it in.
I don't even want to give any clues.
Yeah, don't.
You're just not going to believe it.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And in true LB fashion, he just doesn't even remember this moment.
Clue. Yeah. All right, we better not say anything else about it. But I can't wait to hear it. Oh, and now you've piqued my interest.
Oh God.
I'll bite.
That was quite a tease, Mr. Shue.
I can't even.
So, all right, LB's greatest moments of the week coming up at 7:50. I did want to discuss that science has great news today for those of you who love dessert.
Yes.
Apparently, eating dessert first is actually good for your health when you're out to dinner or lunch or at home.
And it actually makes a lot of sense. So they did a study on this. LB and Shue, you missed out on another one. And it was done by Martin Ryman, who is an assistant professor of marketing at the University of Arizona. And they found that when you eat dessert first, you tend to choose a healthier main meal with fewer calories because you know you're going to have the dessert or you know you've already had the dessert. So in the study, they did they made a cafeteria line and they had participants go through the cafeteria line. And they placed a healthy dessert like fresh fruit or a less healthy dessert like cheesecake either at the beginning or the end of the cafeteria line. And basically the people who chose the cheesecake at the beginning of the line thought to themselves, you know what? I'm going to have this really rich, indulgent piece of cheesecake either at the beginning or the end of this meal. I should probably not go all out when it comes to the meal. And they found that on average, people would choose main meals that had 30% fewer calories when they opted for dessert first.
Huh. Do you ever do that? Do you ever order dessert first?
I don't order it first, but if I'll look at the dessert menu at the beginning of the meal. So if I know there's a dessert that I want, maybe I won't get like a side, you know, like if I'm at a steakhouse.
I know at the old York Steakhouse, I would take two desserts, which they didn't let me go through with that. Yeah.
What was it, tapioca pudding or something along those lines?
Strawberry Jello with tons of whipped cream and then Boston cream pie.
Obscure reference?
Yes.
Bluto. Animal House.
Oh, right. In the cafeteria line. Yes.
Let's see. You know me. I like to read all text messages, positive or negative. So here's a 617 text from some sort of a sports guru. This person knows everything about sports.
Yes.
And it says, imagine thinking Frank Robinson is the Big Hurt. Clueless asshat. Apologies to that man. I found myself confused for a moment, and I will acknowledge I've been living a lie on this show for years. I am not a giant baseball fan.
Really?
Yes. Oh. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
I didn't know that.
I'm going to state it publicly. I do not. Another thing I'm willing to reveal, I do not stay for all 9 innings of a Major League Baseball game.
Right.
Oftentimes, I'm only there for 3 or 4.
Yeah, and not even watching the game.
And many times, I am not. I'll also say
who's
this.
Your buddy, John? Right? You chatted up with John?
Oh, John, the best bartender at Fenway ever? Right. Yes.
So, Johnny, what's up?
I will also. I feel comfortable revealing this to that sports guru. I do not bring my own scorebook and keep score during a Red Sox game.
Great.
Yes. All right. It is 7:09, and coming up in just a few moments, why you should probably take that vacation trip that you have always dreamed of before one newcomer to Congress has her way and bans air travel.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
You're screwed.
Banning air travel. That's what we're talking about in Washington, D.C. We'll get to that coming up, and we will get to Bezos Gate or whatever you'd like to call it. That is all coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Should I make everybody wait until the end of the hour to give away our next spot on the lonely singles trip that we are taking to the casino? Or should we do it right now?
Let's do it now.
You think so?
Let's do it now.
Well, I need a date.
We're giving away two trips today. Final two spots on our trip to the casino, the new casino. The first, Springfield, the first new casino that is opening up in Massachusetts before Encore opens up later this summer.
Yeah, it is the first.
Right? I think
it is.
Full
on casino.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to travel out there and bring you the show live on Friday morning. But the night before, we're going to take everybody to dinner at Chandler's Steakhouse. And then we're going to get everybody into Lala's Burlesque Show. And joining us on the trip, a couple show participants, we will be joined by the uptalker, Millennial Natalie, and we will be joined by the unicorn from Ask a Swinger. So they are both joining us for the show and for the dinner, and you could be there too. So if you are the 25th caller right now on the Framingham Ford studio line, that number is 617-764-9223, then you could join us. And I don't think there's any restrict. Well, you have to be 21. Is that it? Okay. All right. So join us, call now, and you can join us. And we're not, a texter wants to know if we're going to make it to the Golden Corral. I don't know if we'll make it to the Golden Corral or not, but that's a Rando Ding over there on Rando Ding Friday for the Golden Corral LB.
What kind of fountain do they have going these days? Buffalo sauce or goat cheese?
Today's weather brought to you by Cold Pursuit, starring Liam Neeson, now playing. Critics are calling Cold Pursuit action-packed, smart, and this year's cure for the winter blues. Cold Pursuit, starring Liam Neeson, now playing, and it's going to be rainy today. Temperature is going to get up to about 51. I said at the start of the show this morning that I feel like we are awaiting some kind of a massive 25-inch snow blast because we've been so lucky with the temperatures. I mean, it's February 8th, and it's going to be 51 degrees today.
Right.
I mean,
and it's going to happen at the best time. Marathon Monday.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, home opener,
Oh, it's on its way. It's coming down from Toronto.
Here's a text, a 617 text that says, cue the long, drawn-out story about LB wheeling a burlesque dancer in 1986. Well, he probably did.
Again, go ahead. You're trying to bust my balls, but did you have sex in Hawaii on Waikiki Beach with a supermodel? Because I did. What story do you want me to go into, bud? Sorry you didn't get to live it.
Was your
fat wife and four kids and working two jobs?
Was the supermodel Betty Boop? Or who was it?
You know, you have a beautiful wife. You hunkered down early. You're a solid dad. You have two beautiful kids.
Who was that other?
I was just out there slamming pigs.
Who was the other... the other woman who is always in those old risque photos that were risque in 1940.
Mae West?
No.
Oh.
No,
she was
the pinup
girl.
Betty Grable?
No. shoe stop running through your spank bank?
Audrey Hepburn.
No, not Audrey. No, you know who I'm talking about. She was like the pinup girl. The first, she was in the on the calendars that hung in the in the auto shop. Yes.
Oh, Betty Page.
It's a good movie about her.
Love her.
Good movie about her. All right, hold on. I'm going to find out who is our next to last winner for our lonely singles trip to the casino for Valentine's Day. Hello, Jesse.
How's it going?
How are you, Jesse?
Better now.
Where are you from?
I'm from Auburn.
Okay, Auburn. How old? Because some of the ladies who are going on the trip want to know. How old are you?
28.
Okay. Ooh, 28 years
prime
old.
Prime time.
You're gonna join the Unicorn and the Uptalker. And I think there's one married lady. Do we have a married lady? Who
I think so. We have one.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's quite a group. It's an odd grouping of you. So we have one trip left to give away. I'm going to give it away during the next hour. So during the 8 o'clock hour. But we'll hook you up. Have you been to the new casino yet? It's gorgeous.
I have not.
Oh,
I didn't do it.
Is that the Is that the guy who pulled me over the other day?
I think so. He seems angry.
He is the most active and ready to go trooper in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. That's probably him. Is everything all right over there?
Are you talking to Greg Hill?
Oh yeah. They're rushing somewhere.
No, you know what it is? Guy's probably pulling anybody over who calls my show.
Right, exactly.
That's what he's doing now. That's what he's doing now.
That's
all right, Jesse. We'll see you on Thursday night. All right.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, one more trip to give away. A texter says I'm getting PTSD based on hearing the siren.
What now?
What? Wait, what do you say? I paid the ticket off. What are you pulling me over for now?
Thank God we don't still have the intro where Mike should use the police sirens. You'd be triggered every morning of the month.
Right, it's triggering. All right, so 8 o'clock hour. I will have another trip to give away, one more spot on our trip for the casino. And then at 7:50, which is just about 20 minutes away, we are going to get to LB's greatest moments of the week. And I am informed that there is a bonus moment from this week. Mm. So normally we share LB's three greatest moments of the week. And in this particular case, we will have four.
Could be greatest moments since we've been doing greatest moments.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, there's plenty of great moments.
Really?
Okay. But since we've been doing this,
All right. So I want to, before we talk about Bezos Gate, I want to talk briefly about the new proposal from a newcomer to Congress to ban air travel. How do we feel about flying the friendly skies? I think we're a good 80 years into it, or 100 years into. I mean, when were the Wright brothers?
1800s.
No, they weren't 1800s. But
no, it was like 1890s.
No, it was 19, whatever.
Did they have napkins on that flight?
I don't think they had napkins.
You could put a phone number on? No?
If they were sending
napkins. Did you get
napkins,
a cordial?
If they were sending their phone number to each other on napkins, I'm going to question whether the brothers thing was true or not. But
The first successful airplane was launched December 17th, 1903.
Okay, 1903. And that's the Kitty Hawk Wright brothers thing, mm-hmm. or is some other country claiming credit for it?
Nope, that's
okay. So, in general, I think most people think that traveling via air is a good thing. However, we have a new congresswoman
mm-hmm.
who, as a part of her her Green Deal.
Yep. The Green New Deal.
The
Greg.
Green New Deal.
It's the green one. It's like the New Deal, but it's green.
LB on history. LB, 60 seconds. Tell us everything you know about the New Deal.
Not a clue.
Okay. So
the, you can stop the clock.
The green,
that was quick.
Three seconds.
Let's discuss what she is proposing in this Green New Deal. And, of course, she now has a moniker that I don't know if she started it or who started it, but she's known as AOC.
AOC, right.
Yes.
I like to call her AO Sizzle. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Freshman.
She's socialist.
She is, yes.
Socialist, yeah.
She's a freshman rep out of New York.
Yeah.
So the Green New Deal was unveiled yesterday, and they released an initial outline of the new resolution, which basically stated that they were looking to get emissions here in the United States to net zero, and they clarified by saying, we're not sure we can get rid of all air travel and farting cows within the next 10 years.
Yeah, so that's a whole nother part of this. Let's go over some of the things that are in this. She wants to get rid of farting cows.
Yep.
How does one stop a cow from farting?
They want to work with the farmers to either eliminate that as a source of protein or to come up with a way to get cows to have less flatulence.
Well, when are we going to stop people from farting?
I don't know.
Same difference, right?
I think there's.
I mean,
been
there's way more people than cows, and we all fart.
Yeah, I don't know if the cow methane is different than our. I'm not an expert on that particular
it's
part.
Another
of it.
Scam.
But what they want to do is to overhaul the entire transportation system so that they can effectively get rid of air travel altogether. Her goal is for everyone to be taking trains.
I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right.
Yes, there are people who are concerned about facts and being factually correct from time to time. So now how would one get to Europe? On the train.
The tunnel.
It would be the tunnel.
Yeah.
Of course.
See.
Yeah. So
she might want to do some homework.
We're going to ban air travel, and we're going to find a way to stop the cows from farting.
Hmm.
Okay.
Cowbino?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
I like it.
High-pitched Jeff is on the phone this morning. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Nothing. She's the bartender for the socialistic cocktail party already.
Well, she was a former bartender, yeah. But she's look where she's risen to now.
Mm-hmm.
She, the money that is, if you could help me with this because the wording is fantastic, the money that we are to save from this would be used to support people in our country who are, quote, unwilling, unquote, to work.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Unwilling. Unable.
Right.
Unwilling.
Right. So
are you kidding me?
Don't ask me. It's
are
her.
You effing, it's, the it's, you is her.
It's
are
her.
You effing kidding me?
So she is suggesting that what we need to do is for those who are unwilling to work, we would do all this so that we could just support them. And now, how does one... Do you just declare yourself unwilling to work, and then the check starts to come every
Where's
couple of weeks?
Where's the form?
Come over here.
Yes. Yeah.
Just say it out loud.
Like so if we get rid of the airline industry,
yes,
which makes billions of dollars, and I'm guessing in tax revenue also. So how would we pay for the people unwilling to work? I'm worried about the environment, like the next guy.
You sound like somebody who's more concerned with precise facts than with being morally correct. Mr. Shue.
I'm sorry. Yes.
I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right.
this is Darren on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Darren.
Knock, knock. Who's there? What? Farting cow. Farting cow moo.
I'll take that. I know it's 7:32, but it's a Friday.
That's awesome, though.
Let's see. Here's somebody who says, I am a hypocrite. You're going to have to elaborate more on that. You could call if you'd like. This is Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, good morning. Hey, kid. How
Yo,
are you?
Chair.
Hey, this Yahoo from New York, you know, she needs to know that maybe we should change the way we fly and how we propel our aircraft versus getting rid of it.
Mm.
You know, like get rid of using fossil fuels for jet fuel,
right.
Hemp oil instead, or electricity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what was the thing she said? People should take trains?
Yeah.
Yes.
Diesel.
Right.
Does, I don't know, 100 times more damage to the atmosphere.
Well, she wants the entire system overhauled, so it would basically be electric trains, not stuff that runs on any kind of fossil fuel.
We also need to say thank you to our own senator, Ed Markey.
Yes.
Who co-sponsored this new Green Deal.
That's correct.
So she is not the only one
present
who'd like to get rid of air travel. Somebody that you find voters here in the Commonwealth elected as our senator, Ed Markey, would also like to eliminate all air travel, and you can just get on the train. Mm-hmm. Now, is the new Ferris wheel, the giant Ferris wheel in Boston, is that going to be run on wind power?
Yes, it'll be compliant. Right, it'll have to.
Great dual purpose. Yeah. It's going to generate power while it spins. Yeah.
Now, here's a text that says, I was driving to work, but I have just realized I am unwilling to keep going to work. Where is my check?
Yes. I'm going to go.
All right. I'd like to know who farted. Was it a cow or was it somebody here in the studio?
Sorry.
Oh, is it you, Daniel?
Okay. I forgot my Beano this morning.
Hello, Justin.
Greg, good morning.
What's up?
It's funny, this whole bill that we're talking about, it reminds me of, like, you know, when you're back in high school and it's like the student government body and they're presenting this bill on how we're going to, like, fix the world and we're going to just ban all these things. It's like, this is the real world that we're living in here.
Yes. Well, you're talking about somebody who got elected to Congress and then didn't have the money to get an apartment down there.
Yeah.
I mean,
Well, Greg, she knows the struggles of the common person.
Right.
Rent is very high.
Right. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. All right. I did want to discuss the Bezos stuff. The Bezos stuff, because it's really interesting. He wrote this extraordinary blog yesterday about how the National Enquirer essentially attempted to blackmail him over his X-rated photos with the mistress, the D pics, and the apparently the photos of the two of them also together
And I love his strategy of getting out in front of this, just to be like, look, okay, I'm transparent, you can't control me. But Jeff Bezos wrote this very lengthy blog post where he published a letter that was sent to him by a National Enquirer editor threatening to publish nude photos of him if he did not back off on the claims that the decision to out his affair with Lauren Sanchez was politically motivated on the end of National Enquirer. Huh. So in the email, the Enquirer claimed they had a D pic and a photo that showed her nether region. And after listing the images, one of the editors writes, it would give no editor pleasure to send this email. I hope common sense can prevail and quickly. So Bezos responded by posting that and another email online that he got. And he said, well, that got my attention, but not in the way that they likely hoped. Any personal embarrassment they could cause me takes a back seat because there's a much more important matter here. If in my position, I can't stand up to this kind of extortion, how many people can? So the images that the Enquirer has include the following.
Well, please, if you would, read them in the way in which they are described, because it is hilarious.
Want me to do it in creepy guy voice? Or
sure, yes.
A below-the-belt selfie. Mr. Bezos' face selfie at what appears to be a business meeting. Ms. Sanchez's response, a photograph of her smoking a cigar in what appears to be a simulated mouth hug scene.
Now, listen, this is extraordinary work by this gold digger. He's sending her a selfie, and she sends one back with a cigar in which she's simulating a mouth hug.
Yeah.
Then there's the shirtless photo that Bezos sent where he has his phone in his left hand, and he is wearing tight black cargo pants, and his semi-erect manhood is coming out of the zipper.
Oh, come on. Hey, baby. Look how excited I am.
Wow.
Just made another $1 million in the last 8 seconds.
There's the then he sent the naked bathroom selfie, which he titled Amazon Prime.
Oh, well done. Free delivery.
And then, and there's like some kind of the two-piece bikini with the the dress where she's revealing the cleavage and the, like, she has a bunch of pictures like that.
She seems like she kind of held back a little on it. Like, he went full on with the D-pics and the nudes, like, full nude selfies.
Well,
here's a little cleavage.
The bathroom selfie, he had the towel on.
Okay.
You know, which was, nothing
worse, though, than when the nude, the level of the nude is not reciprocated. Like, one person's like, okay, I'll send one if you send one. And, like, the guy sends his full-on, like, splayed-out, like, D-pic from it's like a scene from Gladiator in the room. And then she's like, oh, great. And there's, it looks like the inside of your elbow butt, you know? It's like, what am I looking at? She's like, that's the top of my butt curly cleavage. Like, but what do you think it is?
You're Bezos. There's no downside. The guy's a gazillionaire.
No, his reputation. He was married, so that was a big part of it.
He should just buy the Inquirer and shut the thing down. Like, why doesn't he do that?
Yeah. You're gonna sit on stories? Ha ha! Watch this.
I think she knew. Like we talked about yesterday, he's sending these D-pics, and she's sending pics that she knows eventually either she's going to put out or someone's going to get their hands on. So she played it safe. Yeah. She's very, very smart.
Oh, of course she is. Well, she's the most renowned gold digger in the history of the gold digging. That's right. All right. It is 7:39, and coming up, we're going to get to LB's greatest moments of the week, including a bonus moment from a recent period of time, apparently. We'll get to that. We're also going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back coming up at 8.
And now, WAAF's Hillman Morning Show presents Man Town in Crisis.
Two exotic dancers are accused of stealing a handgun from a Boston police officer while he was hanging out with them in his room at the Hampton Inn in the Bucket in Pawtucket.
Oh, wow. In Pawtucket.
Yeah.
Good town.
Yeah.
The two women were arrested, 22-year-old Melissa Dacier and 25-year-old Nish Rivera of Providence and Pawtucket, respectively. The officer called police just after 3 a.m. the other night after the two women left him alone at the hotel, and he realized his 40 cal Glock 22 was gone.
Oh, boy.
Too bad this wasn't on Live PD. Live PD is in Warwick, Rhode Island all the time.
Really?
And, it's too bad this wasn't.
Now, reportedly, the officer had met one of the women on Instagram, and they had arranged to meet in person at the hotel bar.
Uh-huh.
Now, they determined that this woman actually was one of the women that was charged with prostitution at the Foxy Lady in December when they had that whole thing go down.
Has she found new employment? Or
scamming is on her list of things to do now.
Is she a former exotic dancer? Or
World old is a profession group.
Once an exotic dancer, always an exotic dancer.
So later on in the night, the cop goes to the strip club. He said he had locked the gun in his glove box. And then later on, he broke up a fight between a couple of women. Then he claims he gave one of the women his keys to go into the car to get his charger out. And he suspects that that's when the gun was taken. The cable lock for the gun was on one of the seats. They were able to figure out the identities of the women. They've been both arrested and arraigned, and they're going to be held without bail as they are violators of previous charges. Meanwhile, the police officer has been placed on administrative leave with pay while they investigate internal affairs.
Here's I agree with this texter. Most surprising part of this story is that the Hampton Inn has a hotel bar.
I thought that was weird.
It's probably it's probably like a honor.
Serve yourself. Nips and muffins.
Yes. Oh, that'd be a good concept. Hotel with honor bar. I like it, where you can it's just nips.
Is that a good idea?
Good concept for whom? The consumer.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're
it
welcome.
Is 7:42. I'm guessing that AOC would not be a fan of Bourbon and Bacon Fest because of the cow, the pigs. I'm assuming the pig. Now, is she able to eliminate pig farts, or are we only concerned about cow farts?
I think just cow methane for now.
Okay. Yeah. Bourbon and Bacon is happening at the park, the Castle at Park Plaza, on the 9th and the 10th of March. And you will get to sample specialty bourbons and smoky bacon-themed food. Tickets are on sale now if you go to baconevent.com. That's baconevent.com. Let me, we're going to get to LB's greatest moments of the week in a minute. But let me just address this individual angry texter who says that I am a classist. And I'd be happy to take input on this and hear what you have to say. So the congresswoman who has proposed the new Green Deal.
Green New Deal.
Green New Deal is, I mentioned, I referenced the fact that she was having trouble paying for an apartment in Washington, D.C. and was looking to go fund it, to crowdfund it. And this individual says that that is a classist statement. Please explain it. Are you saying that only people who can afford to live in Washington, D.C. should run for office? I wouldn't necessarily say that. I would say, though, that if you in your life are going to be trying to get yourself a new job and you're going to be moving somewhere around the country, you probably shouldn't apply for the job if you're not going to be able to afford to live in the place where you're going to be getting the new job. Mm-hmm. Would anybody agree with that? Or
well, if the new job has a salary that would allow you to pull that off, I think the transition period is really the concern here, where there are a lot of people, even listening to the show right now, that don't have any savings, you know, that do fine. They make good money, but they don't have first, last, and security safe. They don't have that big first payment. So right. I think that's what the challenge is with this texter.
Would that give you pause when it comes to voting for somebody? I mean, if you're going to be, if you're going to be voting for somebody and they haven't figured out how they're going to pay for the place that they are going to live in.
I don't think it's a matter of figuring it out in this case, though. I think it's an income bracket issue.
It's what?
I think it's an income bracket issue.
We're not paying our congresspeople enough?
Not that, but previously what she was making, she may not have been able to afford that. So texter is saying,
Didn't she afford her apartment in New York?
In New York, she did. I'm just trying to explain.
And that's why she had no money.
I'm trying to, right, exactly. It's very expensive.
I think you have to go to simplest terms. Go out for a cocktail, meet the opposite sex, hook up, sleep over for 6-7 months, bank some dough, and you're good to go. Go get your own apartment.
Well, she had a partner that she lived with, I believe, so I don't think that would have, worked out in that case. But anyway, I think that the issue that the texter is presenting, at least to me it seems, with this argument, is that by stating if you don't have enough money to get a new apartment, which a lot of Americans don't, whether it's debt, you know, a financial hardship, whatever it might be, kids, anything in your life could make your money situation change at any given moment. Just because you can't necessarily afford first, last, and security for an apartment in an expensive city doesn't mean that you're not qualified to be a representative of constituents, because there are a lot of people in that same situation.
Right. Well, I don't think the issue is, as I stated at the beginning, whether anybody can and should run for office. The question is really, would you vote for somebody? Why would you vote for somebody who is unable to pay for their housing, apartment, pod, whatever?
Do you consider someone that can't pay for that someone that's irresponsible?
No.
Okay. So why would that deter you from voting for, yeah, you or anybody in general? Why would that be a deterrent? I mean, you look at the cost of rent and housing right now is absolutely astronomical, especially in big cities. Like, granted,
you're aware that everybody listening has had to try to make enough money to pay for their rent.
Yeah, that's
myself
the point.
Myself included.
That's the point.
You
I'm
get
making.
That? And, yeah. And you know what? People do it.
Yeah.
People do it all the time. Right. That's what they do.
So if you, when you were moving out of your parents' house, or
when I got thrown out of my parents' house and I moved to an apartment in Saxonville, yes.
Right. If you didn't have the money to do that yet.
I didn't.
But you made it work, right?
Right.
Yeah. But if you didn't. You're, I know, I'm making your point.
Yeah. You're making my point.
But are you not?
People do it every day. They do it every day,
Danielle. To do a job just because you might live paycheck to paycheck.
who's ever said she wasn't qualified to do the job?
I think that's what a lot of people are taking from you asking the question, would you vote for them?
Hold on a second.
Because it implies that they're financially irresponsible somehow or something like that.
Well,
haven't done well enough to be able to be a representative of the people.
So you're saying that electing somebody to one of the highest offices in the country,
yeah,
there should not be any kind of understanding that person has achieved enough in their life to be able to afford rent on an apartment. That doesn't give you pause.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
It doesn't, because I think that people are in a lot of different situations in their lives. Some people have better opportunities to make a higher income. Some people haven't been presented with those opportunities.
Opportunities? Yeah. They make them for themselves.
Yeah, sometimes. But sometimes in a situation
they're just
where
you, it
just,
to them.
You just
it, can't. It's just given to them.
I'm not talking. Hello. I don't want anybody to be handed anything, but I don't think that it says. And let's make it a blank individual, because I don't want to speak about her specifically, because then people are going to get into, you know, whatever. But I don't think that would be a major indicator for me. I think that, if anything, that person could relate to the struggles of the working class, which a lot of people are complaining that's one of the classes that's getting hardest hit by the Trump economy.
You mean the unwilling to...
No.
Wait a minute. You didn't just say that the working class is the hardest hit by the Trump economy?
No.
They're doing better than they've ever done ever before.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people that are missing out on... Granted, the rich are also missing out on some stuff, too, but there are a lot of people in a middle income range that are missing out on different tax. I'm going on what I've seen people commenting on, what I've seen, like, heard people that I know saying, like, how it's affected them. You know, these are people that make less than $100,000, less than $60,000.
Well, she doesn't make less than 100.
Now, yes, yes, but there was a transition period where she wasn't making a congressional salary.
Hello, Dave.
First of all, Danielle, you sound like that commercial, the monkey going, second of all, there's no signing bonus in politics. That's why she relies on GoFundMe, socialist.
A signing bonus. Yes, that's what we should institute. And it's not the working class. It is, based on her proposal, the unwilling to work.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Working class. Hello, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are we doing?
What's up, Mike?
Obviously, you know, the people that voted for it didn't care about, you know, what I'm about to say, but when somebody decides that they are going to run for office to represent the people, that's what the name of her title is, representative, right? She's representing the people. You want to see a level of commitment to that office. When you can't put yourself in a position to be...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.